This Valentine's Day, Dunkin's got the perfect pairings to show your love. So get down on one knee with a dozen brownie batter donuts and a cocoa mocha signature latte. Or make them swoon with a strawberry dragon fruit Dunkin' refresher with a Cupid's Choice donut. Are you ready for love? America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Hey Houston, Conn's prices are invincible. That means prices have been cut low, as in amazingly low, as in won't be beat. In fact, we're backing it up with our low price guarantee. Invincible prices on appliances, furniture, electronics, mattresses, and more. Not invincible enough for you? How about free next day delivery on appliances, TVs, and mattresses? And payment options for everyone, whether you have good credit or building it. Visit Conn's today and find out what invincible feels like.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day. And for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry, with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help, so you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is All Things Therapy, where we are changing consciousness one conversation at a time. And I'm Lisa Tahir, your host.
Hello there. Welcome to All Things Therapy. I'm Lisa, your host, and today I have a unique guest, and Veronica Parks is unique because she brings this multicultural perspective to her healing work. Veronica was born in the Eastern European country of Moldova, and it was under communist rule. And as a result, her upbringing really set her on this seeker's path where she incorporates reprogramming our subconscious mind to serve us, to really harness that. There's a lot of misnomers about the subconscious mind. And Veronica is going to help us uncover and discover how we can use our subconscious mind in our lives. Veronica, I'm going to bring you into the stream. Welcome.
Thank you. It's such a pleasure to be here. How are you?
I am doing well. I'm even better now being with you. And I just love your background. Like I told you before we came live, it's beautiful.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Where do you want to start with how we can use our subconscious mind? Even what is our subconscious mind, Veronica?
Well, let's start at the beginning, shall we?
Yeah.
We're very much aware of the mind that we have, and we think that's all it is. And our conscious mind, the conscious mind that we actually use every day to strategize, to build things, to create, it's about 5% of our actual mind. We are puppets to our subconscious mind. Our subconscious mind is up to 95% of everything we do. So everything that you've learned up to this point in your life, from how you brush your teeth, how you walk, how you sing, how you carry yourself, All of these things have already imprinted in your subconscious mind. So any new information that comes in, you automatically respond according to everything that you've been through, right? That's why you can set a specific situation, you'll have 20 people that will react very differently according to their history. So when we really want to transform our lives, to really make a shift in what we are, whether it's our business, our relationships, our relationship with ourselves, our health, your spiritual evolution, every time you're ready to do that, you have to use your subconscious mind, right? And yes, the way we do that, we get there through meditations, through accessing that theta state when you're one with everything that is, when you bypass the conscious mind and go to the root cause of whatever trouble it is that you have, right? So if you think of a subconscious mind, think of a hard drive of a computer.
Yeah.
So anything that you've been through from the moment you're born to this present moment is registered on that hard drive. Every emotion, every perception, every information. And at any given point in time, if we didn't do the work to clear the emotional turmoil from the things that we've been through, they can show up 20 years later and it feels like you're living in that moment, right? You still feel that strong emotion, that drive, that whatever it is that happened 10 years ago, 20 years ago. And how do you explain that? The fact of the matter is it's still on that hard drive. So the work that we do with the soul healing journeys is to begin clearing the turmoil, the emotional turmoil from that hard drive. And you can still keep the data because the data, that's your lessons. Everything that you've been through, that was part of your training. You need the lessons to either teach others or for your own good. But there's no reason to hold on to the emotional heaviness because that is affecting our lives. That makes us live in this made-up jail, to always have to watch our back, to not trust others, right? So we ultimately want to use our subconscious mind to clear those emotional turmoil and allow ourselves to feel that freedom from within.
So Veronica, as I hear you speak, to translate it to therapy terms, my clients and such, those are what we call triggers that you're mentioning, something that happens in our past, we are not conscious of it. It's dormant. And someone says something, someone does or doesn't do something, and we're triggered. We have an emotional reaction that you were just speaking about. And it's like we're activated, that fight, flight, or freeze response that usually doesn't serve us. It usually kind of makes things worse rather than better. And I think all of us are familiar with that pattern. So what I hear you speaking about is activating a different pattern that's less reactive, more responsive, and brings us a desirable outcome for all involved. Is that accurate?
That is the outcome. In a logical way, in a way, yes. There's always more to it than we're able to actually describe in human words or in the language that we speak, but that is a good translation for everybody to understand, yes.
And can you say some more about that? I love the way you just said, in the language that we speak. And will you kind of go there a bit with us?
Well, if you take any example of someone that has even been a near-death experience, they've gone to some place and they come back and they share their story. Now, there's this gentleman, I think his name was Mark Newman. He wrote this whole book. His entire practice was studying the lives between lives. And when he did that, well, he realized that every single person was going to a similar place, but the way they were translating was with the language that they were using their real life. So if the person happened to be a mechanic, then everything that he sees, it's somehow similar to a certain tool that he's used to.
Through that lens.
The lens, right? So reading that, it goes to show that we all experience the same things, but we translate it differently according to the vocabulary that we have, to the experience that we have, to everything that we've been through. So specifically for healers, for coaches, they've been through so much. And that's why they're able to help so many people, because going through so many things gives you a diversity of tools to help every single person. Mm-hmm.
And I'm curious for you, growing up in a communist-ruled country, how that's influenced your life and you becoming a healing practitioner.
It actually challenged me to find every tool to find the freedom from within. Freedom of speech, freedom of dreaming, freedom of building the life that you choose to have. Growing up in a communist country, not only was so many rules and regulations, we also grew up in a major poverty. And my parents are also professors, and they are very, very, very strict. So my boot camp started early on. And I had this ability to close my eyes and dream and imagine that one day I'm going to run as far away as possible, and I'm going to build this life. I'm going to travel. I'm going to learn. I'm going to experience it all. And that dream kept me going, going with stuff. And soon enough, I did manage to get a scholarship, go to a foreign country. From there, I ended up in America, and I tasted freedom for the first time in my life. And that's when my journey, my spiritual evolution, my journey to find different tools that will help me master myself from inside out and help others to do the same begun. And I'm very grateful to be here now.
I love what you just shared. I'm appreciating my freedom hearing you share just a bit, the tip of the iceberg about your journey and experience and why you're so committed to helping us tap in to the unified field where we are all connected and really channel that, bring that, be more aware of our connection to that is what I hear you saying. And I'm wondering how you uniquely help individuals do that. I know you have private sessions, a meditation membership, a soul healing program. How do you love to work with people? And what do you offer us today?
Depending what your, I guess, goal is, right? If you're in a spiritual evolution and you want to shift to, if the questions of why am I here and am I here to do something bigger than what I'm seeing, if those are the questions that are inside you, then probably working with me privately to unleash those things would be the fastest way to go. I do hold groups and I actually have a lot of meditations on YouTube as well. The main goal is for us, first step is for us to let go and clear the emotional turmoil of the things that we've been through in this lifetime. That's the first step. Because we have a cup full of everything that we've been through. So we want to clear the stuff from that cup so we allow more magical things to come in, right? So that's the first step. The second step, we go deeper on finding what your purpose is. What is your soul contract? What you came here to do? And if that is what you're searching for, then we can go to the next level. So what I build in the Angels Gate Academy is a place that every single person finds something that they need. So whether it is, you know, trying to clear an addiction, a phobia, something that it's really affecting your life, great. Whether it is going beyond through dimensions and opening to your spiritual abilities, great. So whatever it is that you're looking for, we'll probably have it in the Angels Gate Academy. The main goal is to come back to you, to your balance, to your beauty, and realize how amazing, how infinite, and how powerful you are. Just the same that you knew when you were a child. There were no limits. You could dream big. You could allow yourself to taste everything and see everything and explore the world with such curiosity. And my goal for you is to find that light within you, the joy, the love, and begin building the word inwards so amazing that instantly the world outwards reflect how you feel inside. And that is my goal for every person that I meet.
As you're speaking, Veronica, I'm thinking about and reminded of something I often think about, our words, our food. And it's interesting on social media, they call it a feed. And it's literally, what are we feeding our minds through consuming content? And that's such a powerful visual for me and how important it is, as you just spoke about, it, you know, what we're bringing into our minds, into our consciousness. And I want to come back from this little break. You integrate what you call integrative nutrition. And that makes you unique to me because not everyone, you know, you have the energy healing, timeline therapy, even hypnosis, but integrative nutrition, what we put in our bodies, in addition to our consumption, audio, visual is so important. So I wonder if we can come back from that and you share with us some more about integrative nutrition, because I'm going to talk about some products that I consume to help with my nutrition.
Absolutely.
Awesome. You know that I love and take Magic Mind. It's a little 2-ounce shot talking about integrative nutrition of so many good things, cordyceps mushrooms, lion's mane mushrooms, ashwagandha, vitamin C, echinacea, turmeric, and that's just the five that I can recite off the top of my head. It's a little herbaceous shot that is sweetened with agave, so it is totally vegan, paleo, and there's ceremonial grade matcha in Magic Mind, which makes it green. And L-theanine is a compound in matcha that extends the positive effects of caffeine. And I can tell you, I was a 3-cup-a-day coffee drinker. I have one, and I haven't even finished this one because of the L-theanine extending the positive things about caffeine, focus, concentration, without getting jittery or having your stomach all torn up from too much caffeine. So Magic Mind offers you 56% off a monthly subscription or 20% off a single order. That link will be in the show notes. I encourage you to try them out. A lot of my friends drink Magic Mind now, add it to their smoothie, put it in their almond milk, or just in club soda. I even mixed it with water to have it one day. It's just such a nice little green herbaceous flavor in your mouth with so many nutritional benefits. So going back to how Veronica and I are talking about nourishing our minds, the Women's Meditation Network supports All Things Therapy, and they have a free offer for you. If you go to womensmeditationnetwork.com, there's a podcast tab. Click that. 11 podcasts pop up. They're all free. I've been using the morning meditation where the host, Katie, leads you through about an 8 to 10 minute meditation focused on abundance. And it's a really wonderful way to introduce yourself to meditation if you're new or if you're a seasoned meditator, to have her voice and the music guide you through reflections upon abundance. And I thank you, Katie, for supporting this show and encourage y'all to go check out that free offering at womensmeditationnetwork.com. Click on the morning meditation under podcasts and note the changes and shifts that happen within you. Let's get back to Veronica. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. So how do you view integrative nutrition? What is that about?
Integrative nutrition is truly going back and asking your body what it truly needs. We have to go back to bioindividuality because every single body is different. What is good for me, what is medicine for me, might not be medicine for you. And even though we come up with all these diets and all these prescriptions, if you don't connect with your body and ask what it needs.
Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals, and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Means you might end up using the medicine that first it's for somebody else. And I'm going to share what I mean by medicine.
Yeah.
I invite you to look at your body as the same structure as the food that is around. So if you were to take a look at your brain and see the ramifications, and you ask yourself, what would be the best medicine for the brain? Then you look in nature and you find plants. That is the root. The root resembles the brain. So anything that is similar in our body, we look outwards for the food that we consume, that becomes medicine. So for example, if you have liver problems, you look for livers of the best organic liver that you can find from animal. meat was always meant to be medicine for us, not the main course. Mm-hmm. And that was the big shock for me when I came to America, to see the diet and the nutrition habits that were here versus how I grew up with. I was lucky enough to grow up on a farm. Everything that I ate was homegrown. Every animal was home raised and loved, and every animal had a name. I understood the circulation of life because that is how I grew up. And coming to America and seeing all these diets and products and confusion when nutrition is the simplest thing. If we can focus on eating products, they're in the most holistic form that coming from earth, that is the best nutrition for us. Can we eat that apple instead of buying applesauce that is already made?
Yes. Right?
Can we make that potato instead of buying chips? Can we eat a banana instead of doing banana chips? And I know there's some flavors and crunchiness that we search for. We can still find those in nature. I was just in Hawaii and we're freezing cacao, like fresh cacao, its own juice. And when you bite into that, that is an amazing crunch. That's pure of mana and life force. We don't need to process the food so much that it loses its life force, because when we put food in our body, we become it. And if we're continuously putting food in our body that is so processed, then we lose scent and idea of who we truly are and our essence. So we can truly separate nutrition, spirituality, our bioindividuality. Everything is one. Everything is connected. So I invite you from now on to go to a grocery store and shop in outskirts. Where are the vegetables, the sprouts, the leafy greens? And allow your body to tell you what it wants. Because when you make a plate that has so many colors, it makes you excited to eat. Your body will tell you what it needs. Yes.
Yeah. Veronica, I'm with you on this. Even when you were saying fresh bananas over banana chips, make your own. I've started making my own cashew milk every day. For the last, it's been about 3 months now, and I notice less bloating in my stomach. I've always drank nut milks, but when I read the ingredients, it's grown from just almonds and water to all these chemicals. And so now I make my own nut milks, and it's easy. You just need to plan the time. It's so much better for you. Make your own
banana. And you don't have the natural flavors, because even when you buy almond milk, soy milk, they all have natural flavors. And that is one thing I want to mention, because people don't know what natural flavors are. They think it's natural.
Yeah.
You know, let's say you're, what is it, the vanilla flavor. That comes from anal glands of beaver butt. That is a natural source, but that is what we put in our bodies. And then you have elements like aspartame, MSG, and as long as it's up to 65%, that can be disguised under natural flavors. We have no idea what we put in our bodies. So I encourage you to read the labels. If you find words that don't make any sense to you, it wouldn't make any sense to your body, don't put that in your body. Give your body what it needs, because that is your vessel. As long as this is healthy, you will continue on to be that person for your family, for your business, for your community.
I agree so wholeheartedly with you. And our bodies are amazing, absolutely amazing, and can really be resilient. And yet, let's make it easier on ourselves by giving our bodies things that are more natural, that don't contain ingredients, which we don't even understand what they are, to keep it simple. And it takes some more time, but I've created that time to be part of my self-care, to plan the time, to cook real vegetables instead of frozen ones, for example, to really make this part of my self-care, put on music, and really embellish the time it takes to go this longer route. And it's made me happier.
I was going to say, can I add to that?
Yeah.
When you cook, not only can you make it fun, and I love that you mentioned music, because I began this practice when I came to America. I wanted to learn how to cook different culture foods, because up to that point, all I had was Romanian food. And, you know, I'll make like samosas and I'll have Indian music on, and I'll make some like chow mein and I'll have Chinese music on. So you can make a whole event out of it. Put your fun outfit on and the most important ingredient that you'll get in the food that you make home, that you're not going to get in any place out, it's the loving energy that you put in. So you can, however, in your mind, in your imagination, imagine yourself being a kid and imagine infusing the most loving light into that food. Ask the food to raise its nutrients level as high as possible. Play with it. What do you have to lose? And then taste that food. And reach out to me and let me know if you tasted the difference. You can even do that to a cup of water. That is the ingredient that you're not going to get in any store, in any restaurant, and you can give yourself that medicine because that is good for you.
I love that. Speaking the words, that's something I've read. And thank you for that beautiful reminder to put love in your foods, in your water, in your everything. To just infuse it is the word. Infuse what you're consuming with love.
Yes. And if I have that day that I'm like, you know what, I'll have this piece of honey cake, not only am I going to feel good about it because I made a decision, but I'm going to tell my body that this is the highest nutrient item and we're going to enjoy every bite of it.
Yes.
And I don't encourage you to eat cake every day and do that. But when you do make those exceptions, what actually helps your body gain weight is the guilt that you feel from eating the food you didn't want to eat.
Veronica, instead of enjoying it, allowing it, enjoy every bite, as you said, and tell your body, this is a gift to you that I'm giving to you to enjoy and release the guilt or shame around consuming that.
Yes. I remember when I started this journey, I was actually helping people with nutrition and losing weight and finding what is the best for them. And I remember this lady came to me and she's like, I have all this weight. Right. And I'm looking at her and I'm like, all I'm seeing is all the amazing meals and all the delicious desserts you had. Like, I'm seeing a lot of fun. You enjoyed.
Wow.
And she's like, she started laughing. She's like, I never looked at it that way. But you have to start from a place of positivity.
I love
acceptance,
that.
Of loving yourself, and then work towards perfecting and going towards whatever you want. But you have to start from a good place. It is time that we get inspired by positivity instead of fear. It's time to create from a place of love.
Veronica, what are you most excited about coming up in our concluding part of the episode? What are you really lit up and inspired about?
I'm excited to see so many beautiful humans questioning the system, questioning what they know, questioning the beliefs that don't feel good anymore. I love when people open up and they're like, you know what? I want to taste more. I want to feel more. I want to be free. I want to be free to be me. I want to fall in love with me so much that I love the world. And when I see the spark in people, I do everything possible to help them taste that because it is truly amazing. If I can come from a childhood and from the side of the world that I came in and live my dream life and be one of the happiest people I know than anybody can. And it lights me up when I find others the search for the same light.
Yes. Veronica, people I know can find you at mastersoulhealer.com. That's your website. Where else can people listening and watching us reach out to you to connect?
Can simply do a simple search on YouTube, Veronica Parks, Soul Healer. And most of my social media are either Veronica Parks or Parks Veronica.
Awesome. I will tag you in the links. And I want to thank you for what you shared today. It's really practical and useful, the way you spoke about food, nutrition, our consumption, psychologically, spiritually. Thank you for the way you use your words.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. Have the best day.
Have the most beautiful day in life ever.
I will. Thank you. That concludes today's episode with Veronica Parks. Find her at mastersoulhealer.com. Something that Veronica shared about nutritious fruits and vegetables triggered my mind to share with you. Juice Plus, They don't pay me. I take Juice Plus every day. It's 17 fruits and vegetables that are juiced and put in a gel cap. And I'll put the link below. I'm on a monthly subscription because in addition to eating nutritious foods, we can't get enough of that. So I consume Juice Plus as a capsule in the morning and evening. Check them out. So many studies about them, about how good this is for you. And with that, I want to wish you all of my love, and I'll be with you next week. Bye-bye.
And that's a wrap. Thank you. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review All Things Therapy on the platform you're listening from. And let's connect on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube at NOLA Therapy, the abbreviation for New Orleans, Los Angeles Therapy, reflecting my two favorite cities. And let's keep changing consciousness, one conversation at a time.